So namaste. So I wanted to use this time. Officially, it's scheduled to be a guided meditation, but I thought we could do a little bit of that and a little bit of self-inquiry too, because there's a very fine line in the middle, really, which usually is non-existent. So to begin with, we're going to just do some zooming in and out. And it's really easy if you haven't done it before. Just follow along and... For this first period of this meditation, or whatever it is, try to keep your eyes open for now, if you can. You don't have to. You're just going to get a lot more out of it if you can, initially at least. And I will, you know, you can close your eyes afterwards and drift away. Sometimes you just have to be mindful of the fact that's how our mind avoids having an epiphany, is to give us a little bit of bliss, an epiphany that might just stop us suffering. So just for a little moment, see if we can keep our eyes open. So we're going to begin by recognizing that at any moment, our attention is either on an object or the subjective awareness, the self, the noumenon, that which is not an object, consciousness, silence, beingness, awareness, whatever name you want to call it, you. So we only have one choice, really, in a very simple way, and that is what our attention is on in any moment. In any particular moment, our attention can be on a phenomenon, something that's coming and going, or the silent background, spaciousness, emptiness, nothingness, in which it's coming, all that is coming and going. So one is an object, the other is the subjective awareness, the self. It's not an object. It's everywhere, at all times. It's ever present. So we must be able to recognize it. And we're just going to do a little bit of that in this inquiry, meditation, whatever. So noticing that whatever your eyes are looking at right now, that you're looking at objects, there are objects in the room that you're sitting in, your body is an object. Wherever you're watching this, tuning in from, your body is in a room, and the room is a kind of object too, isn't it? It's a kind of thing. It won't be here forever. As beautiful as this room is, it won't be here forever. Just as your body won't. Just as your thoughts won't be. Although it feels like that sometimes. So objects are coming and going, and there's gross, tangible objects like the floor that my feet are touching, and subtle objects such as thoughts and emotions, sensations in the body, pain, an itch, things like that, aches. All coming and going. And we're very used to noticing those, aren't we? It's where our attention goes. I mean, how many of us walked into the room and noticed the empty space in the room first? Probably not many. And that's okay. That's what we're conditioned to do, is to give more importance to the phenomena coming and going. So meditation, whichever way we do it, whether we're noticing silence, consciousness, just being, like we were yesterday, is just turning around this one habit to notice the phenomena first, and to give very little importance to the noumenon, the self, the infinite self in which they appear. So to do that, we're just going to bring our attention now to the space in which the room and our bodies are appearing. So wherever you're watching this from, noticing there's a kind of empty space, emptiness, in which this room and the way, wherever your body is, there's an empty space around your body, around the room. And if we took the room away completely, that empty space would still be here. Even this beautiful venue, if we took all of that away, there'd still be some emptiness, some construct in which all of this can appear. That wouldn't be gone. So noticing the objects and then noticing the space in which they appear, that even when your eyes are looking at an object, a shape, a human body, still kind of be aware of the space that that body is appearing in at the same time. So we can look at any object or hear any sound, and we can hear the sound and recognize it's appearing in the spaciousness. And we can't see that spaciousness with our eyes. We can't smell it. It doesn't have anything we can grab. And it's not coming or going or moving. But it is here nonetheless. We know it's here. It must be here first, before the room, so that the room can appear in it. And our bodies and everything else. So this is what we're calling zooming out to notice the spaciousness in which all of this is appearing. And it might seem right now that spaciousness is only as big as the room. If we really challenge that, where does this empty space end? Does it end at the wall behind me? Or is the wall appearing inside the emptiness? Does it have any edges, really? Things do. The wall has edges. The body has edges. But does that spacious emptiness have any edge to it? How big is it really? If we somehow could take away the whole planet Earth, wouldn't there still be this empty spaciousness where it previously was? Not a thing yetness. So zooming out like that to notice, again with our eyes open if you can, just the emptiness, the nothingness, which is here before any thingness seems to appear. And it's still here right now, even with all these things, objects here. And I especially want you to recognize that you recognize that just by shifting attention. We didn't have to do 25 years of yoga or stand on our head or something. Or we can do all that, but it's not going to make it any easier to recognize the emptiness, is it? Paradoxically, we have to do 25 years of seeking to want to recognize the emptiness. Kind of funny, but. So we're just going to meditate like this, and you can keep your eyes open or closed if you want to. I'd advise keeping them open just for a few more minutes. Everyone groans. So noticing the emptiness, the spaciousness in which all of this is coming and going. Bodies are just moving around inside the room. These words are floating through the emptiness. And at some point, our attention is going to zoom back into an object, to a gross, tangible object like a human body, or the fly that's somehow having satsang with us somewhere, or some subtle object like a thought or a sensation in the body. Attention will be drawn. It will zoom back in from the wholeness into something, looking at something. So there's two modes your attention can have. It can be open and noticing the emptiness, or it can be kind of closed around an object, a thought usually, or the body. So all we're going to do in the meditation is just to notice as soon as we can when we've zoomed in and bring our attention back to the emptiness. So if you want to now, you can close your eyes. You can do this with your eyes closed. And you might notice an empty space that there isn't any thoughts in yet. Usually that space gets filled pretty quick. Some thoughts appear. But the space is not gone. There's an emptiness in which these gross and subtle objects are appearing and disappearing. It's not anything you can touch or grasp, is it? But it is here nonetheless. So we're just noticing when we're recognizing a thought, when we've gone back to mind. No big deal. Tension is going to wander. There's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing I can do about that. Doesn't matter. Just bring it back to noticing the spaciousness in which all this is appearing. When you recognize. And it's not the goal of this meditation to stop attention wandering so you can relax. Nobody can do that, not even the Buddha. Just bringing attention back, zooming out to the emptiness when you realize, when you remember. If you don't remember, it's okay. If you're lost in thoughts for 10 minutes, it's okay. If you're caught up in an emotion, it's okay. Just zooming back out when we recognize. Meditation is as simple as that. And we can even use the thoughts to show us the space by contrast. I see the thought, and now I recognize the space in which it's appearing. Feel the emotion moving, and I recognize the space it's appearing in. And in this way, we don't have to be at war with the thoughts, with the mind. Just using whatever phenomena, objects arise. Noticing it, like these words, the coming and going. With the contrast of the coming and going, we can recognize that which is always here. So just softly, softly, every now and again, checking in, where's my attention? Is it zoomed in or out? No big deal, no blame, nothing going wrong. If it's zoomed in, just zoom out again. Just very easy like this, very soft like this. Attention will wander at first to some interesting sound or to hunger rumblings in the belly or to an object in the room or to an interesting thought. It may wander to the latest epiphany. And that's okay, it's just browsing, shopping, and it'll come back. Just zoom back out when you recognize. Noticing whenever our attention is zoomed out, we feel good. To some degree, relaxed, content, quiet. Whenever we zoom into a thought, we feel tense, scared, unworthy. All of that. We're just preferring gently to zoom out. You don't have to hold anything or keep anything. We're just showing our attention how nice it feels. To not be focused on anything, to be focused on nothingness. There's no goal to this meditation other than this. Where is my attention right now? Is it zoomed in or out? Thoughts are coming and going in the emptiness of being, spaciousness. There's no work to do here, no effort to make. And you can't get this wrong. Any point, we're either zoomed in on an object or out on the self. Not making anything wrong. Just noticing it feels nicer when we zoomed out. Our body relaxes. It's okay to enjoy how it feels to just zoom out. Let your body relax in that. And you may lose awareness of all objects temporarily and just be peacefully immersed in the nothingness. That's okay, your body is safe, happy. We're not trying to get rid of anything at all. Where is your attention right now? It's not a bad meditation if attention wanders 150 times. It really doesn't matter. And it's not a good meditation if attention doesn't wander at all. There's no such thing. Just zooming out, noticing that quiet emptiness that's silent already. It is already still. It's already complete. It's not in the least bit bothered by any objects appearing in it. It's not grabbing or pushing. It's just here. It's very restful when we bring attention to it, rejuvenating for the mind, for the body. just relaxing. Noticing where we have zoomed in and zooming back out again. The same spaciousness that we recognize with our eyes open. We recognize with our eyes closed. No difference. Gradually, as we meditate like this, attention comes to prefer resting on the spaciousness all by itself. We don't need to do anything to make that happen. It's already in progress. Gradually, this habit to notice the objects first is flipping on its head until it becomes a habit to notice the emptiness first, the spaciousness first. When our attention is on the spaciousness, we'll feel light, we'll feel free, we'll feel open, we'll feel quiet. Very natural meditation. No hard work. Any thoughts that appear can be used to help you notice the space they're appearing in. You don't have to fight anything. You don't have to get rid of anything. There's nothing wrong with any of the objects. They can all just come and go. just checking in every now and again. What is my attention focused on? Enjoying that we can just simply shift our focus back to the spaciousness. Recognizing, celebrating that we have this other way of being, zooming out. Recognizing we cannot suffer when we're zoomed out, cannot resist when we're zoomed out, we cannot grab hold when we're zoomed out, or hold on. And there is nothing to let go of here anyway. Nothing you ever picked up anyway. Objects are just coming and going inside the spaciousness that is you. So whenever you're ready, whenever you want to, you can begin to open your eyes. And I just want to, before we finish, just to remind you that while we're sitting so much, while we're meditating so much, you may feel and already seen some people doing some stretching, some yoga, some movement of the body, of the Qigong with Ian as well. And it's a good idea if you feel you want to just move the body, help it to release these energies that are coming to the surface. So whatever that means for you, it could be a walk, it could be some yoga, it could just be lying on your bed with your head hanging over the edge to stretch out your spine, whichever. Or it could just be jumping up and down or something. Or eating lunch too. Thank you.